Is it okay for Catholics and other Christians to celebrate Halloween? The answer is, of course, yes. But not only can Catholics and other Christians celebrate Halloween, they should celebrate Halloween. Of course, this needs to be done in the proper context. Obviously, we don't want to play with Ouija boards, tarot cards, hold seances, conjure the dead, cast spells, or perform satanic rituals. We also don't want to use it as an occasion for sin, like wearing sexy costumes, drunkenness, and other sinful activities. But if we understand the true origin of Halloween, that it's Catholic, and therefore Christian, in nature, then the themes make sense. I have a video titled Halloween is a Christian Holiday, where I go into more detail than I will in this video. Now, some very well-meaning people claim that Christians shouldn't celebrate Halloween because it comes from pagan origins and the overall seemingly evilness of the holiday. The idea that the Catholic Church adopted the pagan holiday for the dead and Christianized it has no historical support. It actually comes from Protestant anti-Catholic propaganda put out when the Irish began migrating to America en masse in the 1800s. The claim says that the Catholic Church moved All Saints' Day to November 1st to coincide with the Druid pagan festival of the dead called Samhain, making the conversion of the Irish easier. Now, if this were true, I personally wouldn't have a problem with it, but there are many problems with this claim. First of all, we know almost nothing about the Druids, or whether there really was a festival called Samhain. All Saints' Day is the day the church honors all the saints in heaven, particularly those who are unknown or do not have their own feast day. It began when Pope Boniface IV dedicated the Pantheon in Rome as a church in honor of the Blessed Virgin and all the martyrs on May 13th in 609 AD. The celebration was moved from May 13th to November 1st in 731 AD by Pope Gregory III to celebrate the dedication of a chapel at St. Peter's Basilica to all the saints. But this was a local feast in Rome only. It wasn't made universal until 835 AD. That's the 9th century. St. Patrick started his mission to convert the Irish in the 5th century. A man named Palladius, not to be confused with the heretic Pelagius, also converted the Irish independent of Patrick around the same time. But for some reason, Patrick gets all the credit. But the point is, by the time the church established All Saints' Day in 835 universally, Ireland had been Christian for several centuries. In fact, all of Europe was thoroughly Christian and the old pagan religions long forgotten, with the exception of the Vikings, who converted long after the establishment of All Saints' Day in 835 AD. So as you can see, this claim has no basis in reality. Okay, so maybe it's not pagan, but how can you claim it's Christian, or more specifically, Catholic? After the establishment of All Saints' Day on November 1st, a monastery in Cluny began celebrating All Souls' Day, a day of remembering and praying for the souls in purgatory, on November 2nd, the day after All Saints' Day. Cluny was known throughout Europe for its piety, so other places began doing the same. Eventually, All Souls' Day was established by the church, and an indulgence for the souls in purgatory was given to anyone who visited a cemetery. This is where the images of cemeteries, headstones, skeletons, and ghosts come from that are associated with Halloween. The other customs associated with Halloween come from various local Christian customs throughout Europe during the Middle Ages that all blended together in America as the Europeans migrated. For instance, places throughout Europe would hold All Saints' Day parades where the children would dress up as various saints. In England, on All Souls' Day, some people would knock on doors offering to pray for dead loved ones in exchange for food. Even the name Halloween comes from the Old English way of saying All Saints' Day. Hallow means holy or saint in Old English. We still use it when we say the Our Father prayer, Hallowed be thy name. The Old English way of saying All Saints' Day was All Hallows' Day. Since October 31st was the evening before All Hallows' Day, it was called All Hallows' Even or All Hallows' Eve. This eventually morphed into Halloween. So even the name Halloween is Catholic. In Ireland, since there was a day to remember the saints in heaven and a day to remember the souls in purgatory, they didn't want the damned souls to get mad and haunt them. So on October 31st, they would bang pots and pans outside to show the damned souls that they were not forgotten. This was never sanctioned by the church, by the way. But this is where the images of hell, demons, damned souls, and the devil became associated with Halloween. But we also have to understand that those are not pagan concepts. Pagans do not believe in the devil. These are Christian concepts and part of the Christian nature of Halloween. But don't modern pagans claim Halloween to be their highest holiday and that it's always been that way? Modern paganism comes from the religion of Aleister Crowley and his followers in the early 20th century and has no connection to the ancient folk pagan religions throughout ancient Europe. Those practices had been dead and forgotten for 1,000 years before the emergence of modern paganism in the 20th century. But modern pagans believed the Protestant propaganda claiming Halloween to be pagan and thus adopted it. Look, I'm not saying there's absolutely no paganism in the Christian holiday of Halloween. Elements of paganism have remained throughout various facets of Western culture. For instance, the wedding ring is pagan. Easter is actually the name of a pagan goddess. And of course, we all know the paganism that survived and became part of Christmas. But the paganism that people talk about that is associated with Halloween today, such as tarot cards, Wicca, Ouija boards, is all new, not old. And there's no more paganism in Halloween than there is in anything else in our daily lives. For instance, the days of the week are named after Norse gods. And of course, like I said before, Christmas. And like Christmas, the modern world has usurped the Christian holiday of Halloween. For most people today, Christmas means giving presents, elves, Santa Claus, flying reindeer, and all that stuff that has little to do with the birth of Christ, although Santa Claus is a Christian concept. But when Christians celebrate it, it's about Christ, and so should it be with Halloween. When we Catholics and even other Christians celebrate Halloween, we should do it in the Christian spirit of contemplating death and laughing in its face, knowing we have the hope of salvation. Halloween, with the other two Christian holidays, All Saints' Day for those who are in heaven, and All Souls' Day for those who are in purgatory, make up the Catholic holiday season of Hallowtide. It's meant for us to reflect on the last things, death, judgment, heaven, hell, and of course purgatory, and having a little fun while we're doing it. Halloween, the evening before All Saints' Day, should be celebrated in conjunction with the other two holidays. Otherwise, it means nothing. Until my next video, God bless.